How long has the Paradise Theater been in Paonia?
Paradise Theater was actually built in the summer of 1928. At that time, it was called the Paonia Theater.
Why do you think it's a good idea to have the Paradise designated as a historic landmark?
Well, it helps out with the credentials of the theater. We're a nonprofit organization that owns it now, and we rely on grants and donations, and anytime there's historic designation, it just helps with that process.
The Paradise Theater has changed hands over its 87-year life so far. Who's currently running the theater?
Well, it's currently run by a nonprofit, so it's a community theater. Friends of Paradise Theater is the name of the nonprofit.
And how did that story come to happen? I know there was a bit of a fundraiser, and there was worry that the theater could close because it couldn't afford a digital conversion.
That's correct. They stopped putting movies on film a couple of years ago, and so we were unable to get current movies. The previous owners, Jason and Regna Jones, couldn't afford to upgrade the theater, and so it was a chance that it could just absolutely go black and that we wouldn't have our theater in Paonia. And so through a Kickstarter campaign and some very generous local donors and some investors, we were able to buy the building and reopen the theater with first-run movies, and then also we have live entertainment.
What makes this theater special to you, and why do you think it's an important thing to have here in Paonia?
A small-town theater is critical to just the existence of the downtown. It keeps a vibrant feel to the downtown. It's a place for people to gather, and it's something that's kind of dying out in America, and we just hate to see that happen here in Paonia.